All right, guys, let's jump right in. Again, the spring game's coming up. And, you know, spring practice has been going on. We've been going out there checking things out, getting, you know, some audio from the coaches, checking things. It just has a completely different feel to it that is as opposed to, you know, coaches in the past and the way things have been run and what's been going on. And it should, because there's a brand new head coach in town. He's, you know, changing things and trying to change just the entire culture to get this Bobcat football program back on track and where we all think it should be there. Again, we sent Eddie out to practice, as we do, because it's sometimes hot out there, and I don't want to have to go out there, so I sent Eddie out there to do this kind of stuff. And I told you we're talking trenches today, and again, offensive line, defensive line. Spoke with offensive line coach Adrian Mays, who is the Bobcats offensive line coach, and he's been dealing with, you know, a lot of injuries to the offensive line and just, you know, a change of philosophy. So again, here is what, again, offensive line coach Adrian Mays had to say about spring practices so far.
Communication has gotten better since the first day. That's definitely the big part of playing offensive line and being able to communicate down the line of scrimmage. Fundamentals has been a big stress, just trying to work on technique and footwork. So far, it's getting better. A lot of guys changing positions that they haven't played, so it takes time, and they're working. They're working hard. So it gives you an opportunity to work guys at different positions and see where guys can fit and where they can play. You know, shuffle guys around and try to find the best five that you can. That's my job, is to find the five best players for Saturdays. I think any time a new staff comes in, I think at first when you get to a program, a lot of guys are hesitant, you know, not really knowing or what to expect exactly. You know, since the first week, I think the guys have been receptive. Guys are really trying to do what you say and do what you ask. Guys are working hard and buying in the program's core values. To bring the energy every day, you just have to grind with a smile, and it's my motto. It's Coach Elliott's motto. You just got to come in every day excited and have some love for the game, because it's a great game.
Grind with a smile. I like that. I like that that train of thought, and a lot of good stuff Coach Mays has to say there, but. The positives I take out of that, everybody's buying into it. Everybody wants to get along with it. And that's you know, the first thing you love to hear, because it's like a brand new philosophy. It's brand new coaches. Coaches don't know the players. Players don't know the coaches. You've got to, like, meet each other first before you even start talking about it.
Establish a relationship. Yeah,
and then before you start talking about it. But it seems like now that, you know, it's the second week, spring practices are getting in here. They're getting in the groove of things. Aside from the injuries, which we'll talk about here in just a second, it seems like everything's right on track.
I agree with that. And, you know, not only is it new for the players, it's new for him. He came from JMU as a running backs coach. So this is definitely a different space for him, but he's been under Coach Withers, so he knows his philosophy a little bit. But I feel like your philosophy typically changes a little bit from year to year, and I like all the positives that he had to say about the team working and about the team grinding and, you know, getting it done.
Yeah, the thing that is bothering me is the injuries. Like, again, it's still early. I'm sure they're not massive injuries. You know, you get a little nicked up, they're going to sit you out of practice to rest up. But, like, defensive linemen are playing offensive line now. You got to, like, linebackers, you know, extra running backs, just getting it so they have enough bodies to run.
Get, yeah.
You know, team one, team two, team three, whatever it is. That's got to – I mean, that it's not good, obviously, because you want your guys in there, but – I think it does allow, you know, maybe some of those, you know, that second string guy, that third string guy, that fourth string guy to show out and say, you know, maybe I'm a little more special than originally thought and could work his way up that depth chart.
Right, or maybe I started at this position, but coach threw me in, you know, over here, and I'm comfortable over here, I'm doing better over here, maybe you get a shot somewhere else. And that's something that we talked about last week was, you know, they're transitioning a lot of these players to, I guess, their right fit position.
Yeah, I you see that, you know, if you make it relation to the NFL when a guy gets drafted and goes in and he was a tackle but he moves to guard or something like that. I don't know much a lower skill here at Texas State, but yeah, maybe he was struggling at a tackle and they move him into guard or
did it with the safety.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's in Yama. I'll talk about him in a little bit as well, or, you know, a guard that transitioned to center because he looks pretty good and you really find that home and solidify yourself. Maybe he's not the starter, but as, you know, the backup to the starter if you were needed, you could be called on it and fill into that spot.
I think that's awesome because then it turns into an opportunity, right? Instead of a problem, you know, like you're not a problem for the team. You're the person, you're the teammate that rose up to the occasion. So that's good.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. And we're going to keep talking football. We're up against the break right now, ladies and gentlemen. So we got to pause for just a little bit, but we're not done talking about football in no way, shape, or form. Still got audio from defensive line coach Antoine Smith. We're going to hear about that in just a little bit and talk about this Maroon and Gold Spring game coming up on Friday. But before...
Hey, this is Daryl Morris listening to Bobcat Radio, KTSW, San Marcos.
Welcome back to the Wednesday edition of Bobcat Radio. Jason Miracle, Eddie in the house, left off talking a little bit about Texas State football. Going to pick it right back up with some Bobcat football as well. Again, as that spring game approaches on Saturday, Miracle, thank you. Not Friday. Don't go out there on Friday.
It happens.
And nobody's going to be there on Friday. I'm losing my mind. Saturday at noon. You can actually get in at about 11 as well. Before we go into that a little bit again, I mentioned we talked to defensive line coach Antoine Smith as well, and he talks a little bit about you know, what he's going through with his guys, and he talks a little bit more about the culture change as well. I thought what he had to say was fantastic. Again, Bobcats defensive line coach Antoine Smith.
Well, you know, it's been a challenge. I think the kids are they're making strides, and you know, we're taking one day at a time. You know, with change usually comes resistance, and then, you know, one of the toughest parts about this business is kids have to discover a little bit of success before they can truly buy into what you're teaching. So, I'm starting to see some growth and see some development. I hear them talking more than I've heard them talk in my month in what 2 weeks of being here. And I think really one of the neatest things since I've been here is, you know, they're giving me feedback on what they see on film when they're not watching film with me. So I think that's new behaviors for our kids, and I see it starting to slowly work. I talked to our defensive line about a championship culture, okay? And I talked to them about championship habits and a championship personality. And what I mean by that is I taught them about doing all the little fundamental things, like every day, the little things. We don't, you know, when you ask me that question, there's no big, huge mountain you have to climb. There's no major task. It's taking care of your body during camp. It's watching extra film. It's doing a great job in the classroom so that you know that extra time you could actually, you could direct toward, you know, toward this sport. I think really that's the biggest thing there, you know. I've been a part of a program that was 1-11 in his first year, and the next year we were 11-3. We made history, being the biggest turnaround in the history of college football. I started 4 true freshmen. 1 year later, we were MAC champions and GoDaddy.com bowl game champions. And the reason I tell you it in that order is because you take what you have, and you don't let history repeat itself. But you don't let it repeat itself by working on what's in front of you. You know what? I coach at a different tempo. They're learning my system. They're learning my philosophy as a defensive line. Our defensive coordinator is like out of his mind. He's a high energy, high tempo guy. Our entire defensive staff have so much juice, there's nowhere to hide. So we practice with championship efforts. We watch film with championship efforts. And our head coach is a defensive guy. So it's kind of neat. And so what we're trying to do is stop making all of these comparative analysis between last year's program and who we are now and really focus on us. Our coaching staff talks about that 1-11th and doing your part, and I think it's really huge. I think it's new for our kids, and I think it's still happening. We're not there yet, but if we just take one day at a time, we keep coaching it, we keep harping on it, it starts to become part of your DNA, starts to mix in there. So that's kind of where we are right now. Practice on Friday. So what I'm looking for is for them to be better on Saturday than they were on Friday. Again, I'm not talking about anything that's catastrophic, that's huge. I'm talking about building steps toward our program getting better and moving in the right direction. I think our kids will come out, they'll play with energy. They have improved, but we're looking for our kids to be better on Saturday than they were on Friday. Now, I talked to the defensive line in particular about when you build a property, you dig it out, you level it out, you put the back wash in there, pour the concrete, then you start building. Right now, we're just flattening out the surface right now. That's where we are. And it's the little things, it's the steps that we're taking daily to get this thing where we want it to go.
Man, again, there he was, defensive line coach Antoine Smith for your Texas State Bobcats. I like what this guy has to say. Like, it is... it's extremely refreshing to just start from the beginning, you know? And we know the struggles the defense had last season. There's no need to harp on them or anything like that whatsoever. Mm-hmm. But you do have to start when you get to the bottom. Like, it's time for a change. And I think that's what's happening here. He's changing the entire philosophy. I like what he says about, you know, the defensive coordinator just, you know, what did he say?
Yes, too much juice.
Too much juice. That's what it was. But that's what I want in my defense. I want them flying to the ball. I want them everybody there, 11 guys all on the ball at all times. I mean, there should be, you know, 6 Bobcats there before, you know, the blockers are able to even get in front of the running back. It's encouraging, but again, for as encouraging as it is, he always, at the very end, you know, he breaks it down. It's like, look, we're building a house here, and we're just now clearing the lot, and like even things. I like that analogy, the lot. We're not building a house. We're barely getting ready to put in that foundation.
Right.
And I think that's good for the players, but that's good for us too, as analysts, as fans. It's like, because spring game coming up, we're all getting extremely excited about football and wanting to see things here, but it's the spring.
Yeah,
you know.
I feel like the analogy that he used was really a really good one, because spring, that's where you build your foundation. You know, you have your layout, you have everything that you want to do, and then come season time, when fall hits, that's when you start building the physical house and the games as they go along. By the time you get to the end of the season, you're hoping that you have a full house and a bowl game to go along with it. You know, set up your big screen. Your big screen is your bowl game.
Yeah.
So hopefully, you know, by fall, that's what happens. But I love his philosophy of basically just starting over and getting these guys to buy into the scheme. And he said not everybody's there yet, but I also think that has a lot to do with this tangible red line that Coach Withers has out on that practice field. Don't cross this line until you're ready. So
yeah,
I think that goes along with it.
Yeah, I think it's awesome. I think you can compare this to everybody's grades in April. You know, you got to slow down and get your GPA up, you know, first, then go to the fundamentals, like go to class, you know. But the thing is that, like, I think that's going to bring a new awesome balance for the defense in general. If you have guys that are always thinking of the fundamentals at the D-line, and then you have flyers and the linebackers and the safeties, that's a recipe for success, I think.
I agree, yeah.
I feel like these coaches have come in trying to actually teach the football team how to play football. And when I say that, I don't, you know, that has nothing to do with their talent, but teaching them how to read plays, how to understand plays. You know, part of being an offensive player is not only knowing where you're supposed to be, but you have to know where that defense is going to be. That way your play is complete. I feel like they're training them to have a higher football IQ, and that's important. Skill will only get you so far, but if you understand things at a different level, I feel like that definitely helps your game a lot more. And when you hear these coaches speak, it seems like they're trying to teach them the game of football and not just have a bunch of talent and saying go out and win.
Yeah, I again, it's that complete culture change that's setting in, and I absolutely love what they're trying to do here, and I think they're going to have a lot of success doing it. Again, spring game coming up this Saturday. It starts at noon, but you can, they're saying you can you know, get ready and get in the stadium at 11 o'clock. Here's how the scoring is going to work. So, it's going to be offensive players versus the defensive players, you know, kind of like a scrimmage, like what you see, but the scoring system is a little differently. So, offensively, they get 6 points for a touchdown, extra point attempt to follow, obviously. 3 points for the field goal, that makes sense. 1 point for crossing the 50-yard line. So if they get across the 50-yard line, they get that point. They get a first down, they get a point. 3 points for a first down during a backed-up segment of the game. So, I mean, if you're backed up, get that big, you know, 20-yard strike or something down the field, you get the 3 points for that one as well. So that's how they're on their points. Defense is scoring 7 points for a touchdown. They're getting 4 points for a fumble recovery or an interception. 3 points for forcing a 3 and out. 1 point if the defense forces a punt before the offense can get across that 50-yard line. And then 3 points for forcing a field goal attempt in the red zone. So, again,
okay,
a lot of scoring being able to go on here, not only on the offense, but the defense, though.
And not only that, I think, you know, as a defensive player, you're not used to putting scores on the board, and especially for Texas State, I feel like that'll help boost their confidence a little bit. They actually have something, and I say it all the time, I use the word tangible, because when you can physically see something, I feel like you feel like you're rewarded more, and it shouldn't always be that way, but I feel like, especially in this spring game, I feel like that'll definitely help boost their confidence and let them know where they are on the season. And, you know, Texas State, I don't feel like they're their record last year reflected, you know, who this team has been in the past. You went from being bowl eligible to, you know, barely doing anything. I feel like they're going to get back to what they did in the season before. But if you ask me, my most, I think the most important thing or the most exciting thing that I'm looking forward to is seeing how Tyler Jones has developed. Seeing how his development from, you know, seeing how they use him as a quarterback opposed to last season.
There's so much going on Saturday. just letting you guys know, like, I mean, that I heard of, the fans are going to have the best experience that we've had at Texas State for a while for a spring game, which means that, like, wherever the offense is, you get to be right behind them whenever they snap the ball. So you get to see all the offensive linemen and the quarterback like a couple of yards away from you.
Yeah,
that's what I heard.
Yeah, basically what they're saying is like you'll be like you have your student ID and all that, but you can like
experience.
Yeah, you'll be able to get down on the field and watch. You know where you can't like walk on out there. I mean, if you want to walk on out there and try and take these minutes, you go right ahead and try things. But no, like they'll have areas set up on the field where you can stand there and watch the offense, like Eddie says, behind the offense and watch, you know, the snap come through and the pass down the field, or watch the defense behind there as well. Like I said, they're having free food up there afterwards.
I'm
so
all down.
Yeah,
free food.
And like but the players and coaches will be there as well, having lunch with you so you can react and interact with them, talk to them, ask them a few questions, you know, maybe snap a picture or two if you got a chance.
I have no idea how many fans have been at past spring games, but I feel like this might be probably the biggest turnout that we've had in a couple of years. So I know of, a lot of TV stations will be here already.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
KTSW will be there too.
Oh, absolutely. We'll be broadcasting the game. Tell me who else is going to be doing that. If you're out of town, you can catch it right here on KTSW. But if you're in town, I highly suggest you go out and check it out.
We got the best doing it out there, Bill and Brandt.
That's right. Very much so. Jonathan Rodriguez, our producer, back in the studio for that game as well. Let me ask you, okay, Miracle, you mentioned Tyler Jones. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to see Tyler Jones up there. I like that as well. I want to see Tyler, and I want to see LG Williams as well. Been hearing some pretty good things about old LG from practice. So I'm excited to see that as well. For me, I think one player's let's do a position. I want to see the wide receivers.
How they work.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Demond Mercer's back. He's kind of the elder statesman. You know, don't know if Bryce Gunner's going to play or not, if he's, you know, still hurt or maybe he's healthy enough to play, but they'll hold him back just because it's spring game. Elijah King, the big transfer coming in, he's been having a pretty good spring. I want to see what he's doing out there as well. So I think I'll be watching the wide receivers as kind of a whole to see how they're running and how they're interacting with the quarterbacks. Eddie, let me ask you, Eddie. I mean, you've been out to spring practice more than any of us,
yes,
and
sir.
Got to see it a lot. Is there a certain player or a certain position group that you're going to keep an eye on in the spring game?
I think everybody should be looking out for the Levi Boyd, the new tight end. First of all, he's so tall. He's like taller than half of the offensive linemen.
Yeah,
and he can catch the ball as well. He's been running it ever since he got here. So like. I think he's the most underrated so far because we have no idea what he's capable of, but I think the spring game will showcase what he can do, and I'm excited for that.
Yeah, I am too. You know, it's you go back to Brad Miller and you know, even Lawrence White last season, and like there's been some pretty good tight ends come through here, and I think Levi Boyd has a chance to put his name on that list as well.
But like Eddie said. He said he's a very big player. The guy is huge. Let's start there. But I think that has a lot to do with how Texas State is transitioning into trying to become more than a mid-major football team. You're getting those bigger players, you know, getting players in positions where they're actually their size fits their position. Eddie's been out there plenty of times, and he knows that we're undersized usually in almost every position. So I think that's one of those big things. And then I want to see, because we haven't had a big star like Tyler Tuck come through in a long time, you know, with him being a three-star running back coming in. I want to see how he does because
he won't be in.
He won't be playing.
He'll be here, but he'll be playing. Yeah,
but, you know, you still want to see how he does, you know, progressing into the season.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, again, I take nothing away from the running backs that are here. I know, like, there's a lot of good on Tyler Sadinski. Like, you're going to take a little bit to unseat that boy. He's a big old boy. I can run.
You're a Sadinski guy? I'm more like a Bingham guy. I mean,
I don't know. So he just seems like a good combination of power and speed to me. But with the hype and the hoopla that, as Miracle's saying, that is going around with Tyler Tutt being that, you know, that marquee guy that you bring in, I don't think the starting job is not his for the taking.
Oh, of course
but
not. You have to earn that.
Yeah. But you expect a freshman of his caliber to come in and at least try and compete with what's going on there. I'll tell you another guy I want to watch, Easy Anyama. The safety moving down to linebacker. Super talented. Like he's, and I don't think the transition is going to hurt whatsoever, but.
That's scary because if you move a safety, your safeties and your cornerbacks usually have the most speed on your team.
Yeah.
You move him to a linebacker position.
Especially in that 3-4 where they're counting on those linebackers to, you know, hit the sides and.
He can close in on you quick.
I think he can be something special, and you know we've had a couple of good linebackers come through San Marcos for these past few seasons.
Not gonna say any names. When I'm
playing the Super Bowl, David Mayo. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I'm excited for that as well, and more importantly, I'm just excited. Y'all, football's back, and that is fun. And it's again, head coach Everett Withers in town, just changing the culture. I think it's really going to give us a chance to see what he's doing with this team and really start to believe that